It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining me today because we have a very, very, very special show. And it's so special because I am being joined by a very special guest that's going to really add a lot of interest to our topic today, which is going to be all about staycations, especially in this particular time when there's so much concern about traveling because of the coronavirus. You know, we are being told that we need to stay close to home, not go to a lot of events, not really, you know, venture out too far. And if we are going out, we definitely need to take those precautions of washing our hands and making sure that we are not spreading any of the virus and any germs that we may take back to family and friends, let alone how sick we may get. So a staycation is the perfect way to stay close to home, but also feel as though you're still traveling. And joining me today to help me talk a little bit about staycations, because he's getting ready to do his own staycation, it's Bill Wilson, the producer of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I know your listeners know him from WDUN. He's been here at the station for more years than me.
A few.
Doing traffic and news and all the different things. You had an entertainment segment a while back as well.
5 years, yeah. We ran Now Showing on Sunday nights and had a great time with that, yeah.
I used to love listening to that because you were kind of my go-to guy for, you know, finding out about movies and things like that, because I really enjoy a movie.
I do, too.
And we're going to talk about staycations, but, you know, Bill, thank you for joining me. First of all, let me say that, because you're always putting on the magic and making the show come together really, really well. So thank you for that, for all the shows that you make me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Thank you for having me, Anita. It is a pleasure to be here in both capacities.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you. But now you're getting ready to go on vacation, and you're not going far away. You're taking the advice, and you're staying close to home. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a staycation. So let's let people know, because I get people asking me, what exactly is a staycation? When I mention that, they're like, well, what exactly is that? Is that like just staying at home and kind of kicking back and getting all my chores done? So let's talk a little bit about what that is, because it is definitely a way to get away without actually going away. And you can explore your own area and the city that you live in, or the state too, and have a nice time without actually going and getting on a plane or taking a long car ride.
Yeah, I have three weeks vacation every year here, and two of them are always staycations. I only leave town once a year. But it's important when you do your staycation. It's very tempting to fill your entire time up with chores and getting things done, but you got to give yourself time to unwind and remind yourself why you're not going to work that week, and that is to recharge your batteries. So you got to be sure to take care of yourself a little bit too.
I agree with you so much with that, because really a staycation is a vacation. We've just taken that VAC off the front of it and put STAY on there. So you need to treat it like it's a vacation. So it's not your time to get all the chores done. It's not your time to catch up on back emails. We attempted to do that even when we go away on vacation. But really make this be something where you're not packing your bags, you're not running to catch a flight or trying to fight traffic, but you're really having a great time to enjoy with family and friends. So are you planning to do anything with family and friends?
I am hoping to visit my daughter in Columbus, Georgia, toward the latter part of the week at some point for a couple of overnights. But other than that, I'll be staying home. And, you know, I'll see my friends at their regular times. I see them because they'll be working.
Well, yeah, so it may be a good time to get away from friends as well.
Well, right.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. Because staycations are a great time to connect with friends. But now the other thing, too, Bill, that I like to emphasize when you talk about staycations is that you don't want to do the budget-busting kind of thing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about budgets and that kind of thing. But I think a lot of times we're tempted to, well, if I'm not paying, you know, $400 or $500 for airfare and hotels, that gives me all of this money that I can spend on a staycation. That's not necessarily true.
Right. You want to take advantage of the frugality of staying home, too. There's a whole lot, especially where we are, so close to Atlanta and even the city of Gainesville. There's so much you can do on a day trip Even if you want to drive up to Tennessee and visit the aquarium, that's something you could do that wouldn't bust your budget. But it will still make you feel like you're getting away for a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. And going to the aquarium is something you could almost do in a day going up to Chattanooga there.
Especially during the week when everybody else is at work.
Everyone else is at work. So easy things to do, lots of fun, great ways to create a hometown sort of series of memories is really what staycations are all about. Now, Bill, another question I am asked is, how do you go about planning one? Because just like a vacation, we plan, you know, a lot of times we plan far in advance. Sometimes we do kind of last minute planning, but we're still planning. So with a staycation, we want to also plan. And my first thing is make a schedule just like you would if you were going on a getaway vacation.
You're much more organized than I am, Anita. What I always do is I come up with a maximum of three things that I've got to get done. Maybe this is the time for me to take my dog to get her shots, her annual shots. Maybe this is a time to get something else done around the apartment. But a maximum of three items. And then the rest of everything else I keep very, very flexible, very, very open. Maybe one day I want to go see a movie. I can do that. But if I schedule things too much, then it almost feels like work.
It feels like work. But, you know, you make me think about something, though, with what you're saying is that staycation doesn't have to take up your whole vacation week as well. So you can have one or two days where you do some special staycation things. I know you and I both love movies, and we're going to talk a lot about that later in the show.
Yep.
So maybe you just have one day that is your quote-unquote staycation where you just kind of, you know, veg out and just watch movies all day.
Netflix and chill. That's the end thing this year, isn't it? Do you binge watch, Anita?
I do binge watch, not only movies, but TV shows, too.
Yeah.
I love to do that. It's like I get more out of a TV show if I can actually just kind of sit and just watch and watch and watch all of the different episodes. So I do love that. But now, another thing, too, about when we talk about planning, normally when we're planning for a getaway, we're going to plan the airport time, the time we need to get there, or if we're going by train or bus or something like that. We're looking at those transportation schedules. So we don't necessarily have to do that. But again, you may want to also plan around the busy times. You mentioned that earlier, like going during the week to certain places, there won't be as much traffic. So when you look at planning, plan around those things so that you kind of keep that same chill feeling even when you're at home.
And look for some of those midweek specials. Maybe there's some things that you want to do that cost less money, for example, on a certain day or time of the week. And you can look ahead on that a little bit and maybe schedule that.
Oh, free things, really good. And museums, a lot of times. Museums, galleries, a lot of them have free things. You know, I like to try new cultural experiences and finding those things to do. You know, another big thing, too, that I like to do is research things like ethnic restaurants so that you can get that real feeling that you're going away with the culinary, the cuisine part of it as well. And as we mentioned before, though, Bill, as we wrap up this segment, we don't want to just only focus on the chores. Now, I heard you say, you know, take the, you know, your pet to the vet and that kind of thing. And I do that too. But, you know, look at staycations as a day or two where you just kind of pull away from those things. Plan some things to do, some activities. Don't overplan, overschedule. But don't, you know, also bust that budget and just plan some things that you can do at home that you wouldn't normally do.
I know one thing I can't avoid when I'm on a staycation, Anita, is going out a lot to eat. Because one thing I don't want to do when I'm off is cook.
Well, I have to say, I don't do much cooking, just period. So for a staycation, I might actually be looking for someone to come in and cook, which
there
is another thing to do.
That's another expense, though.
That's another expense. But, you know, order those meals that can be delivered. You know, that might be a good thing, too, eating out. And again, I would say, you know, try some of those dishes that you've read about or that you've heard about and you've always wanted to try. So go to those restaurants. But again, keep in mind that staycations mean being thrifty as well as being sensible, but having fun at home right in your own backyard.
I think you should do a show sometime, kind of a spinoff of this one, Anita, where you just go over a bunch of different the types of cuisine you could visit in Atlanta, for example, and just keep us on our staycation, but still take us around the world with our palate.
Well, you know who I need to bring in with that one would be Doc Bill.
There you go.
Who knows all of the places to eat, because I love that kind of staycation and I love trying foods. And, you know, a lot of times when I come back from my press trips that I go on, I talk about the cuisines and all the different destinations. So I love, love, love that idea. So I'm giving a thumbs up on that one. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bill and I need to stop, take a break right here. This episode is brought to you by Sepal Island Birdhouses. About to give it to someone else. Brought to you by the Sepal Island Birdhouses down on Sapelo Island. A great place to go for a staycation, too, because it's still in Georgia. We'll be back in a few moments, and we're going to talk about some of the things you can actually do on a staycation.